The Temptations of Summer, narrated by Alexandra Anderson. For Cupido, in collaboration with Saga. Cabin Holiday, by the Mrs. Boodoo. Sun, heat, and no wind. I'm alone at the cabin. The heat wave is downright intrusive. And since the cabin is in a remote location, there's no need to wear clothes. I sit on the veranda and read a good novel in a quiet world. Not a leaf moves in the oppressive heat. I saunter down to the lake and wade in. The water strokes me, like cooling, caressing hands up my thighs, while I wade along the bank to a quiet inlet. As I'm about to go around the promontory, I hear people talk. I peer around a rock carefully and see a beautiful play ahead of me. I'm not the only naked one today. Two beautiful women have pitched their tent on the bank and are lying in front of it on a large blanket, totally naked, with their legs spread and large full breasts. They're rubbing each other down with oil. The sun is glistening on oil-soaked skin and their breasts sway from side to side. Suddenly a man enters from behind the tent. He's also naked, and saunters over to the women on the blanket. One of them grabs the other's legs and pulls them apart while the man kneels in front of her. Slowly he puts the head of his large, throbbing cock against her pussy and pushes it in slowly. The oiled bodies in motion gleam and I feel the arousal spread through me. Slowly but surely, I turn away from the image of a woman full to the brim with stiff dick, slowly. The cool water caresses my thighs as I slowly walk back to the cabin. On the veranda, I lay back on the deck chair and let the heat dry me off. I stand up and pace around the cabin, restlessly, with a hot fire burning in my loins. I lay back on the deck chair, feet far apart, and feel the tip of the warm dildo slowly slide in between my wet labia. My breasts are large and heavy as they sway back and forth on my chest. I feel the stiff, warm pole thrust in and out between my lips in an ever-increasing tempo. I push it all the way in and squeeze my thighs together. I squeeze and pull my sweaty breasts while the orgasm washes over me. Tired, I sink back and close my eyes. I suddenly feel a cool hand stroke from my tummy up to my breasts. My best friend's eyes are right in front of mine as I look around horrified. She slowly pulls the dildo out from my swollen lips and we walk down to the water together. She slowly undresses, unveiling a well-shaped woman's body with wide hips and a narrow waist. Her full breasts are slightly pear-shaped and they dangle when she moves. Not a word is spoken as we walk around the promontory and peek into the inlet, where the three people from earlier were camping.